We're glad you've joined us on Songs of Praise, musical reflection to encourage your heart.
Before that long-awaited day, when Christ shall come again, an angel in the heavens will give a loud command to all who dwell upon the earth, every nation, tribe, and tongue, to fear God, give Him glory. The hour of judgment is come.
Soon the saints from all the ages on streets of gold will sing a new song only they can sing. It's the song of the
Songs of Praise continues with more inspirational music.
I dreamed of a city called glory. It was so bright and so fair.
again. The scene was changed, new earth there seemed to be. I saw the holy city beside a tideless sea. The light of God was on its feet, the gates were open wide, and all who would might enter, and no one was denied. No need of a moon or the stars by night, nor the sun to shine by day. Jerusalem that would not pass away. It was a new Jerusalem that would not pass away.
Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin and the grave. We bore the erring ones, lift up the fallen, tell them of Jesus, the mighty to save. Though they are sliding him, still he is waiting, waiting the penitent child to receive. Plead with them earnestly, plead with them gently. He will forgive if they only believe. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save.
Down in the human heart, crushed by the tempter, feelings lie buried that grace can restore. Touched by a loving heart, wakened by kindness, chords that were broken will vibrate once more. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save.
Rescue the perishing, duty demands it. Strength for thy labor, the Lord will provide. Back to the
rescue the perishing.
care for the dying. Jesus is merciful. Jesus will
listening to Songs of Praise. It's our desire to encourage and uplift your thoughts to our loving Creator God.
Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. And fears. just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because thy promise I've believed. O Lamb of God, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home. You are with me. Come home, tenderly. Jesus is calling.
Join us again next time on Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio, to enjoy more uplifting music.
Welcome to God's Favourite Shepherds, a collection of 39 short stories rounding out the lives of mainly lesser-known Bible characters, with many of the stories ending with a short quiz. Listen now to the author of God's Favourite Shepherds, Bill Ackland.
Today's story is entitled Deborah. Deborah was a very prominent prophetess and judge in the Old Testament era. And this story is based on Judges chapters 4 and 5. Years before my time, a man by the name of Ehud was an early judge in the long line of judges who ruled Israel after the death of Joshua. Then, at the time of God's choosing, he commissioned me to be prophetess and judge of Israel. My husband's name is Lapidoth, and I give my judgments to those who come to me from all over Israel. My seat of judgment is under a notable palm tree between Ramah and Bethel. This is in the hill country of Ephraim. Bethel has an important place in our nation's history, for it was there that Jacob had a dream of a ladder let down from heaven. He saw angels descending and ascending on it. God spoke to Jacob at that time, assuring him that he would be with him wherever he went. For some time, Israel had been under the heel of Jabin, king of Hazor, a Canaanite city. His army commander was an experienced warrior named Sisera from the town of Harosheth Hagoyim. One night, God spoke to me, telling me to direct Barak from Kedesh in the tribal land of Naphtali to assemble an army to fight against Sisera for the purpose of liberating Israel. I told Barak what he was to do. He was to assemble an army of 10,000 men from the tribes of Naphtali and Zebulun. God would give him the victory over the forces of Sisera in the valley where the river of Kishon flowed. However, his courage failed him. He said that he would only go if I accompanied him, but he would not go alone. I was surprised at his response, so I said to him, "Well then, I will go with you, but you will gain no glory, as Sisera will be delivered into the hands of a woman. You may think that woman would be me, but it is someone else, as you will see." Some time before the battle, Heber, a Kenite, descendant of Jethro's family, had left the place where his clan had settled and pitched their tents at the renowned terebinth tree of Zaanim, quite close to Kedesh, Barak's hometown. This is significant, as you will see in my story. Someone from Heber's family reported to Sisera that the army of Israel had gone to Mount Tabor. So Sisera marshalled his forces that included 900 chariots and went to fight his enemy, thinking that victory was assured. However, I strongly urged Barak and his men to go without delay to the battle. God had promised to deliver Sisera into his hand. This time, Barak's courage did not fail him, and the Lord gave him a devastating victory over Sisera's army, so that not one of them was left alive. Sisera, however, did manage to escape. Leaving his chariot after his horse had been killed, he fled on foot, planning to find safety with Heber. Totally exhausted, Sisera was met by Jael, Heber's wife. She urged him to go into her tent, where she assured him he would be safe. She covered him with a rug. Before falling asleep, he asked Jael for a drink of water. Instead, Jael gave him a drink of fresh milk. Sisera, desperate that he would not be found by Barak's men, told Jael to stand in front of the tent door, and if anyone came looking for him, she was to say that no man was there. In a moment, Sisera fell into a deep sleep, exhausted from his long flight from the battlefield. It was now Jael's turn to enter the battle. She realized that Sisera was an enemy of Israel. She seized a tent peg and a sturdy hammer and drove the peg right through Sisera's head, killing him in an instant and pinning him to the ground in the one movement. Thus God gave Israel victory through a woman, as I had said, destroying the one who had brought so much trouble and grief to his people. On that fateful day, Barak joined me in singing a song of victory and praise to God, a song that God may preserve down through the years of Israel's history. This song is to be found in Judges chapter 5, verses 2 to 31. I shall not read it now, but I would encourage you to read through this very beautiful and stirring song sung by Barak and Deborah.
You've been listening to God's Favoured Shepherds, a book with 39 short stories rounding out the lives of mainly lesser-known Bible characters. If you have any comments or questions, or to obtain a copy of this book, give us a call within Australia on 02-4973-3456 or send an email to radio@3abnaustralia.org.au. We'd love to hear from you.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.